This is the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 267. I'm your host. My name is Steve Webb. Welcome. I really appreciate you and your desire to hear the Word of God. I hope our Monday through Friday time sharing the Bible together is helpful to your spiritual welfare and that your love for the Word and its author continues to grow as a result of what we do together here in the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. Today we begin the book of 1 Samuel. Now, while this is still in the history section of the Old Testament, we're really making a transition from the time of the judges to what will be the time of the kings. 1 and 2 Samuel are not written by Samuel, but 1 Samuel is primarily about his life. The balance of these two books is mostly about Kings Saul and David, who were both anointed by Samuel. This week we're reading from the New Life Version. Let's begin. 1 Samuel chapter 1. There was a certain man from Ramathaim Zophim of the hill country of Ephraim. His name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zoph, an Ephraimite. He had two wives. The name of one was Hannah. The name of the other was Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. This man would go from his city each year to worship and to give gifts on the altar in Shiloh to the Lord of all. Eli's two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, were the Lord's religious leaders there. On the day when Elkanah killed animals on the altar in worship, he would give part of the gift to his wife Peninnah and to all her sons and daughters. But he would give twice as much to Hannah, for he loved Hannah. But the Lord had made it so she could not have children. Peninnah would try to make her very angry, because the Lord would not let her have children. So it happened year after year, each time Hannah went up to the house of the Lord, Peninnah would make her angry. Hannah cried and would not eat. Then her husband Elkanah said to her, "Hannah, why are you crying? Why are you not eating, and why is your heart sad? Am I not better to you than 10 sons? Then Hannah stood up after they had eaten and drunk in Shiloh. Eli, the religious leader, was sitting on the seat by the door of the house of the Lord. Hannah was very troubled. She prayed to the Lord and cried with sorrow. Then she made a promise and said, "O Lord of all, be sure to look on the trouble of your woman servant, and remember me. Do not forget your woman servant, but give me a son. If you will, then I will give him to the Lord all his life, and no hair will ever be cut from his head." While she was praying to the Lord, Eli was watching her mouth. Hannah was speaking in her heart. Her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. So Eli thought she had drunk too much. Eli said to her, "How long will you be drunk? Put wine away from you." But Hannah answered, "No, my Lord, I am a woman troubled in spirit. I have not drunk wine or strong drink, but I was pouring out my soul to the Lord. Do not think of your woman servant as a woman of no worth, for I have been speaking out of much trouble and pain in my spirit." Then Eli answered, "Go in peace. May the God of Israel do what you have asked of him." And Hannah said, "Let your woman servant find favor in your eyes." So she went her way and ate, and her face was no longer sad. The family got up early in the morning and worshipped before the Lord. Then they returned to their house in Ramah. Elkanah lay with his wife Hannah, and the Lord remembered her. The Lord made it possible for her to have a child, and when the time came, she gave birth to a son. She gave him the name Samuel, saying, "I have asked the Lord for him." Then Elkanah went up with all those of his house to give the Lord the gift on the altar in worship as he did each year, and to pay what he had promised. But Hannah did not go, for she said to her husband, "I will not go up until the child no longer needs to be nursed. Then I will bring him before the Lord, to stay there forever." Elkanah, her husband, said to her, "Do what you think is best. Stay here until he no longer needs to be nursed. Only may the Lord do as he has said." So Hannah stayed and nursed her son until he no longer needed to be nursed. When she had finished nursing him, she took him with her to the house of the Lord in Shiloh, and the child was young. She brought a 3-year-old bull, 1 basket of flour, and a jar of wine also. Then they killed the bull and brought the boy to Eli. Hannah said, "O my Lord, as you live, my Lord, I am the woman who stood here beside you praying to the Lord. I prayed for this boy, and the Lord has given me what I asked of him. so I have given him to the Lord. He is given to the Lord as long as he lives. And they worshiped the Lord there. May God bless the reading of his word. About this family. Elkanah seems to have been a devout man in a time that many people were far from God. Remember from our time in Judges how many times we were told there were no kings in the land and people did whatever they wanted. Well, Elkanah made regular trips to Shiloh to worship and offer sacrifices. He was a Levite, which is the tribe from which God chose priests. Now, Elkanah was not a priest, but he was, as it appears, a devout man. But as Abraham and Jacob had done, he took two wives, and this was not God's ideal plan. And as had happened with these other two men, Elkanah found that this is not the way to a peaceful house. Peninnah was hard on Hannah because Hannah was childless, and probably also because she, Peninnah, knew that Elkanah loved Hannah more. Well, Hannah cried to the Lord, asking him to give her a son. And she made a vow to him that was just flat out remarkable. She told God that if he would give her a son, she would give him back to him. Now, how many times do we make promises to God in times of desperation, and then when the crisis passes, we forget our promise? I'm ashamed to admit that I've done this. But bless her heart, Hannah did not. Once Samuel was old enough to be weaned, she took him to Shiloh to fulfill her promise. As a father of three sons and grandfather of two beautiful granddaughters, I can only imagine the grief I would experience if I were to give up one of my children after caring for them for the 3 years that it is thought that Hannah had Samuel in her care. But Hannah remembered her promise, and she loved God enough to trust that he would see to Samuel's welfare. What devotion and faith this woman had. Could you do this thing? What do you think of Hannah? Email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at bible.lifespringmedia.com and look for episode 267. Or tweet me at @SteveWeb and be sure you hashtag it LifespringMedia, all one word. Tomorrow we'll finish Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. I'll see you then. May God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.